than 330 fires are still burning out of control this morning in California. Fires have burned more than 800 square miles and destroyed about 70 homes throughout the state in the past 2 weeks. Kirk Gaffel is a restaurant owner in Big Sur.
Situation in Big Sur has been pretty tenuous. Everything from sheer kind of concern of immediate threat from the fire to just hanging in there day to day, doing the best we can to prepare for the fire approaching.
And President Bush is in Japan for the upcoming G8 summit. This German protester says he feels the members should get the leaders of other countries involved in discussing international issues.
Speak with the other countries. Speak with all countries in the world. And do it together. Not only 8 countries.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Kent Couch has realized his boyhood dream at long last. He flew his lawn chair rigged with helium-filled party balloons more than 200 miles across the Oregon high desert to land in a farm field in Idaho. Couch shot some of the balloons with a BB gun to lower himself to the ground.
I would say the best thing is just the peace, serenity of the trip. It's just so quiet. You know, there's no wind up there because I'm moving with the wind.
Officials in Pakistan say there's been a suicide bombing in the capital, Islamabad. The attack happened near a police station. A senior government official says more than 10 people, all police officials, have been killed. And in their first public statement since being rescued from Colombian rebels, 3 American hostages say they're fine and thrilled to return home to the country they love. They thanked their families, the Colombian military, and the U.S. government. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-879-5819. 800-879-5819.
Roger Federer goes for a record 6th straight title at Wimbledon today. He takes on Rafael Nadal, the tournament's runner-up the past 2 years. Nadal says he has a score to settle.
We played a lot of times in a lot of important matches, and this is one more. No, I lost the last two times here, last 2 years. And this year I'm going to try my best another time for try to win.
Yesterday, Venus Williams beat her sister Serena for the women's title, then teamed up with her to take the women's doubles title. Venus says her serve was the key to her success during the past 2 weeks.
I never felt very happy about my ground strokes here, but my serve, I felt like any time I needed it, it was putting me out of any bind. And as long as I could get a return in, you know, the win was coming for me.
Bets for Freedom is spending $1.5 million on ads that will run on national cable television and locally in 5 states. They're designed to help the GOP presidential hopeful. Here's Sandy Kozel.
This is the first set of ads in a multi-million dollar campaign in coming months touting the troop buildup. The group's chairman says the ads will feature veterans of the war, describing the accomplishments they've seen since the buildup began in 2007.
And Iraqi police and medical officials say a car bomb in Baghdad has killed 6 people and injured 14 others. Officials say 3 policemen were among those hurt in the attack in a Shiite area on the north side of the capital. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We're live. It is July 6, 2008. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as I'm here every Sunday with this Sunday edition. We syndicate across the land on the AM and FM dial, satellite, the internet at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Global Shortwave. We have redesigned PrisonPlanet.com, but for those that like the old design of the site, we're updating that daily as well at classic.prisonplanet.com. You can go to PrisonPlanet.com itself and click on the banner that says Classic Prison Planet and check out that site as well. My new film, Truth Rising, was released on July 4th, and we are getting emails pouring in, people saying it is our best work. More on that coming up later. Here's what I want to do. I have got five big stacks of important news. I'm going to mention some of that now and cover it throughout the next 2 hours, but I want to take a lot of calls today, and that means have your question, your comment ready. If you have a question for me about the private Federal Reserve or about why gas prices are up, or you disagree with something I've said, or you want to add something to a point I'm making, or you want to mention something that you saw in your local news that you think is important, or international news, it is just total free-for-all today. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Unlike fake-controlled neocon, fake conservative shows that really aren't conservative, or the establishment liberal programs, we don't screen your calls. We want to know your name, where you're calling from, and if you volunteer that you disagree, you go to the head of the line. In fact, that even trumps people that volunteer that they're first-time callers, and I try to go to them first as well. So 877-590-5525. Or if you happen to be listening in Central Texas to the station that we syndicate out of and a lot of people listen to us on, News Radio 590 KLBJ, it is 836-0590. Okay, here are the stacks of news I have. Let me just read you some of these headlines. High gas prices threaten to shut down rural towns, USA Today. And I have a lot of family that lives in the country, in East Texas, and I knew a year ago that it was really hurting a lot of the local businesses and people that have to commute. A lot of people aren't going on vacations now, you know, working class folks, because of the gas prices, and that was a year ago. It is crippling our society because, like it or not, we're a sprawling society. We are distributed across the land more than, say, Europe, where they have these highly compact urban centers. That we are a new world country, and so it's more spread out, built around the automobile. And I'm going to have to tell you, the gas prices are hurting every business out there, not just people selling gas, because it's costing everyone in the economy, and they have less discretionary income. So we'll talk about that. Really big news, I interviewed Congressman Ron Paul Thursday, and it ended up getting picked up by some newspapers and other publications. I had no idea. I got back this afternoon was checking the web and saw that his interview got some headlines with me Thursday, and it should have. Ron Paul, I hear members of Congress saying, if we could only nuke Iran, Congressman warns of imminent confrontation. So I want to go over that secondarily today and stress how serious that is. Also, stories like this one. London cops use knife crime as an excuse to conduct random searches that violate due process that the British also have under Magna Carta, similar to our Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, you can type in, Britain proposes registering knives, and they've been proposing registering knives as if that's going to cut back on crime. You can't stop criminals. It only restricts good citizens. Speaking of violations of the Fourth Amendment, Texas lawyer takes on bloodthirsty cops from PrisonPlanet.com. The feds have federal grants out, and some areas they take blood without warrants, and others it's a kangaroo. I interviewed the head of the Texas Bar Association a few weeks ago about this. Clearly, these are kangaroo warrants. They're just blank check warrants, and they've been losing in court on this, but they don't care. But the problem is that police are sticking hemophiliacs. They start bleeding everywhere because they have thin blood. They're also trying to take blood from diabetics and then aren't able to get it. It's just a major threshold they're passing. Why do the feds want this? Not about stopping drunk drivers, folks. Prescription drugs kill 300,000 people, or more than 10 times what drunk drivers kill every year. Why aren't they talking about shutting that down? Also, you can't make this type of stuff up. News Channel 10, CBS, out of Amarillo, Texas. And I'm just going to play a few seconds of this. I'm not going to play the whole newscast. We've got links to their site up on PrisonPlanet.com if you want to watch it. But when I read headlines like this, I think some of you may not believe me. It's so incredible. So let's go ahead and just play 10 seconds of the FBI could investigate you without a warrant, without probable cause, without even thinking you've done anything wrong. Go ahead and play that. Oh, they put new password systems on the computers that relaunch every 10 seconds. Oh, we can't play it. We got to start putting those on disk. We can't do this anymore because it's just these computers. Okay, here it is. Go ahead and roll it for people out there that are...
FBI agents could soon be allowed to investigate Americans without any evidence of wrongdoing, according to the Justice Department. News Channel 10's Kristen Gilfoos joins us live in the studio with what FBI agents would be looking for. Kristen.
Walt, Justice Department officials say FBI agents would rely on a terrorist profile that could single out Muslims, Arabs, or any other racial groups.
Okay, that's
Rainbow
enough.
County District.
You can watch the rest of it. Now, that's out of Amarillo, Texas. Now, you hear that and you think, thank God. We need to profile people because they search old ladies, they search and harass old men with oxygen tanks, going to World War II memorial events. I saw them harassing old Pearl Harbor vets about 4 years ago in the San Francisco airport when I was flying out. I saw them getting on planes to Hawaii, and they were really going over people that were on walkers that looked like they were on the edge of death. And people say it's just mindless. They treat us all like terrorists. Well, you've been trained now to live under that, and it's been used as a pretext. But when you actually look at the profiling, federal marshals last year, in fact, some senior ones with their union, which is in the Denver Post, first broke it, are ordered to put millions of Americans in these databases a year for ordering a vegetarian on an airplane or taking a photograph out the window of the plane, which I thought everybody does. Small children are put in terrorist databases for life, and now it's swollen to several million people in the terrorist database. You have all the major banks uploading your financial information, guilty until proven innocent. All of that violates the Fourth Amendment and has nothing to do with, quote, keeping you safe from terrorism. They're using terrorism as a pretext to take our liberties and freedoms. Also, we have another little clip we'll play later where Homeland Security is proposing that everyone who gets on an airplane be fitted with an electronic shock bracelet. Now, a company was proposing this a few years ago, but now Homeland Security says, yes, you'll all be guilty until proven innocent, and you will wear taser bracelets on your arms, which makes you all criminals, all guilty until proven innocent. And I mean, that's something out of The Running Man, but even The Running Man, it was only prisoners that wore bracelets around their necks. Now it's going to be everybody. Just like in England, they're proposing making anyone who's even on probation have an implantable microchip. Source on that, British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC. So on this post-July 4th, as we're thinking about our liberties and freedoms, you know, I was visiting family in around Buffalo, Texas. We went to a nearby rodeo in Teague, Texas. I love those amateur rodeos. I mean, sometimes it's a lot better than even the Star of Texas or some big professional one because it's brutal. The cow mugging, the cow milking, the roping, the bull riding, it was crazy. And when we get back, I'm going to briefly tell you their idea of patriotism on July 5th when I was there last night watching the rodeo with my children. And, I mean, it was like 10 minutes of indoctrination, but never anything about what this country stands for. That's what we fight and die for, and that's what's being destroyed. We'll be right back with your phone calls, a ton of other news, right here on the Sunday edition.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online,
go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Okay, we're back live. So, it's the July 4th. I'm visiting family off in northeast Texas. And last night, I took my children to a local rodeo. The Teague, Texas Rodeo. It was their 79th year. Beautiful night sky out there, the moon. And for 10, maybe 15 minutes, I know more than 10 minutes, the announcer got up there and talked about how great America was and the red, white, and blue, and they played Johnny Cash, this old flag, and they rode, you know, had girls ride around with American flags, with people on their hands, on their hearts for more than 10 minutes, and saying how great our troops are and how they sacrifice everything, and that's what America's all about, is spreading our freedom in Iraq and everywhere else, and how we've got to support the president and how it's not good to ridicule and criticize the government. And it went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And it looked like fascism to me. You see, the flag symbolizes, we're also on TV right now, shooting for the local TV show here in Austin. I'm holding up the Bill of Rights. You see, it symbolizes these and the Declaration of Independence. And that is about resistance to tyranny, and it's about defending hard-won basic freedoms that are innate to human beings who aren't in bondage. And talking to people in the country, talking to family and others, they're all griping about why gas prices are up, but even when you tell them, well, it's because the government made the decision to devalue the dollar, they just don't compute. Or when you explain to them that both parties are dissolving our borders publicly and bringing in the North American Union and overturning much of our Bill of Rights and Constitution, they just don't compute. To them, it's just, I just say I'm patriotic. I love the red, white, and blue, and that's the end of it. Well, I love the red, white, and blue more than most people. It's just, I love it because I know what it symbolizes and what it means. In fact, they had a series of short films that they would show on newsreels before movies during World War II. And it was Why We Fight. Those happened to be on YouTube and Google, at least last time I checked. I challenge everyone listening tonight or on the podcast in the next few days or when we refeed it until I'm live tomorrow afternoon on the stream at Infowars.com, I'm challenging you to write a note right now. You're driving in your 18-wheeler, you're out at a shindig and got the radio on, or you're at home listening, or you're doing gardening, just please, if you've forgotten or nobody ever told you or you never researched what this country's about, go watch what the government, when it wasn't as corrupt and bad, put out about Why We Fight. And it's these short films about because other governments want to take your guns, because other governments want to take your property, because other governments spy on you without warrants, because other governments violate the will of the people. I mean, when you look at the fact that every major Gallup poll, some of the most scientific, but they all are 85 to 92%, but on average they're around 90% of Americans, including Hispanics, the vast majority of them, want to control our borders and slow down the legal and control the illegal immigration. But you notice both parties want open borders, push for it, and act like you have got seven heads and are from Pluto if you want to control our borders. I mean, there are 600 and something million people south of the border who want to come here from Latin America, and we can't allow that. Driving down the wages, bankrupting the welfare system. I hear this line about, well, the illegals, they pick the produce, and you'll be paying $100 for a tomato. No, in fact, less than 10% of a crop, whether it's tomatoes or corn or even a watermelon, when you get it at the store, was paid to who even grew it. And less than half of that is the cost of whoever picked it. Picking the food is a microscopic amount of the cost. And the illegal aliens aren't taking the crop jobs. It's driving down the wages in meat packing, in custodial services, in construction, the quality. It's all unraveling. And then while the man works, and they have federal studies on this, most of the women are then on welfare under fake names. And so an illegal alien on average, and these are government's own numbers, Congressional Budget Office numbers, California's got the numbers, takes three times as much money in services as they generate for the economy. Three times. So I don't want to hear that anymore. Okay. Also, when we take on as much as 10 times a year what we did at the last peak of immigration in the 1900, about 100 years ago, these people are virulently anti-American, they are nationalistic, and we won two wars with Mexico, and they teach them in their textbooks that we stole the Southwest, Texas, Oklahoma, all the way out to California, into Oregon, and they're taught to hate this country. Now, I am not going to sit here and play along with this huge fraud and just have somebody flap an American flag in my face and tell me that America is about flying 8,000 miles away and blowing the living daylights out of Iraqis that did nothing to us. Our country is falling apart right now. Our country is literally disintegrating into third worlddom. Do you know what it means? The peso has been, in some, I looked it up last night, has been as much as 50 to 1. It was 30 to 1 in the late 80s. For much of its history, it's been about 12.5 to 1. Guess what the peso is versus the dollar right now? 5 to 1. The peso is nearing parity. The dollar is dropping. The dollar has dropped so much that it's almost lined up with the peso. Now, the United States, in its 235 years, has never had a currency devaluation. These wreck countries generally for good. A currency devaluation wrecked the Roman Empire hundreds of years into its republic. So, again, I love this country, so I will come on air, and instead of giving you a bunch of fluff and stuff that feels good and playing, I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free, and I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Well, what does that mean? Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. My family lives here. My roots are here. I'm dedicated to Texas. I'm dedicated to the United States. I can't even help myself, even though they were using it for propaganda purposes and expropriating it, meaning well, they weren't doing it in an evil way. They're co-opted. But I still get a little tear in my eye during the Star Spangled Banner, even though I knew it was being expropriated and being used by the New World Order. And our flag now worldwide is a symbol of evil. And the globalists have seized our country with corporate donations and control and think tanks. And they have now used us as an engine of terrorism, corruption, murders, payoffs. The whole world knows about it. And so the globalists have used our credit to buy up the planet, to buy off nations. The global corporations have used corporate welfare to fund themselves. They've now moved offshore. Halliburton, all of them. They're all moved offshore. Literally, almost all of them. And then they still prance around saying they're pro-U.S. when they've left the country and set up policies that devalued our dollar and robbed what's in your bank account. So, when we get back, Tyler, Gary, Charles, Matt, Heidi, Ed, Don, I'm going straight to your calls. And later, I'm going to read through the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights. I am going to read through the First Amendment to the 10th Amendment, and we are going to ask ourselves, is this what is happening in our country? Is the government destroying this, or are they defending this? Because the Founding Fathers said anybody that attacks those amendments is traitors. And it's not your right to resist them. It is your duty. So we are resisting them in the info war. We'll be right back.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back live, my friends, and we're here discussing what makes the United States special. Why do we celebrate the 4th of July? I mean, is it just worshiping the flag, or does that flag symbolize something? And when you find out what that flag symbolizes, liberties and freedoms that people fought and died for, then you find out they're being systematically removed. I was going to go to Tyler, because he's first in line from British Columbia, but we'll go to him second, because Don in Texas says he disagrees, and people that disagree go to the head of the line. You're on the air. Welcome, Don.
Howdy, Alex. I wanted to let you know I agree with you on 99% of what you say, but you made a point a few days ago regarding the storage of precious metals that I disagree with, and that you recommended the use of a safe deposit box. And that's the worst place you can put it, because when the administration declares a national emergency, they're going to require a federal agent to be present when you get into your safe deposit box.
Well, let me add that I probably was speaking so fast, like when I get excited, and I was saying spread it out. And I was saying maybe something in a safety deposit box, part of your metals somewhere else, because just like with the Great Depression, there are thousands of times false assets, garbage assets that have been AAA rated, and now that's what's causing the real crisis, not just in the housing markets, but as you know, with the global economy, not just U.S. markets. And so you're absolutely right. In fact, governments have now, from San Francisco to Dallas, Texas, I've seen it in the last few months, England as well, are just randomly going into banks and saying, we're going to search 1,000 safety deposit boxes. And now in California, they have been seizing safety deposit boxes. There's even been some national news pieces on this, and for, quote, the state's debt. And so my grandmother, who's, I guess, 83 years old, she still remembers growing up in Dallas when they had to all turn their gold in. You were only allowed a wedding band or a small amount because the government said, we're going to give you paper for it. And when they turned their gold in, again, the foreign European banks basically had control then as they do now. That was then shipped to Europe, and 1 year later, they doubled the price of gold and then started the devaluation that we're now at the end of today with the paper currency.
Well, I also had two other points if you got time.
Sure.
Okay, most of my acquaintances cannot comprehend an economy that is not based on Federal Reserve notes. I don't know how they're going to handle any economic significant change. You know, it's just, you know, mind-boggling that they cannot comprehend beyond that.
And by the way, we're already in the change, folks. Over 70%, I've had the head of the New York Business School, I've had Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, I've had all these top economists on this show, and they've said around 70 to 75%, they all debate that, is dollar devaluation is why, from corn to gasoline to gold, is the reason we've seen doubling and tripling in those. And absolutely, now we're going to see an acceleration of that. And I talk to people, and they just can't get out of the stock market. They don't understand what we're telling them.
Next point. Are you familiar with the last verse of the Star Spangled Banner?
Refresh my memory.
Well, you want me to read it to you?
Well, I know the story. He was out on the ship during the battle and wrote the poem.
Yeah, but this is the verse, the actual verse. I mean, I can sing it or I can read it to you.
Whatever you like.
Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us.
That's
a nation.
Right. And I forgot that in the last 100 years, they have taken that out of all the events, and they don't read that final verse.
Well, it's conspiratorial and wicked.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
May I continue?
Sure.
Then conquer we must when our cause it is just. Of course, right now it isn't. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
So they took out the next to last line.
Well, I'm not sure what they took out, but that's the last one.
Well, you never hear them sing that.
Oh, no.
That's amazing. Instead of me interrupting, read through that all again.
Okay. Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Amazing call. And now the globalist, the oligarchy, the aristocracy, has come in and taken over our government and uses it as an engine of evil. They're afraid the people may wake up and try to take this country back, so they're putting in a police state to block it. And we're in very serious waters. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Go ahead and air Tyler for me, please. Tyler, from Canada, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, you really woke me up to a lot of things. Thanks for your show. Just like to say, as far as solutions, yeah, I mean, I got all my money in silver and gold, and I'm encouraging others to do the same. I'm growing my own food. And I went to an organic festival yesterday, and we're listening to this guy, Percy Smizer, talk about how Monsanto seeds blew into his organic farm and contaminated them. You might have heard about it. But basically, he knew it was about control over, you know, life in general. But everyone else, all the other speakers, would just talk about, you know, just write your representative, get them to pass a law that says, you know, labeling is mandatory or something like that.
Well, for those that don't know about Percy Smizer, I've interviewed him several times, and his case has been through court and it's been proven. Monsanto, he had the bill of sale. He never bought their seeds for canola up in Canada, and the same thing's happened in the Dakotas and Texas and everywhere else. I've interviewed a lot of farmers. And then they fly over your land with aircraft and drop Roundup bombs that then kill large areas of your plants, violating your property rights. And if even one or two don't die, they know those plants have their Terminator seed genetics. And then they sue you, claiming that you have infringed on their patent, when in court they admit it is their seeds that have blown and been carried by birds into your fields.
Yeah, and well, anyway, after he was done doing his speech, you know, some other guy came up and he was talking about how a meat eater riding a bike has a bigger carbon footprint than a vegetarian driving a car. And, you know, everyone's like, yeah, you know. And it, even after he talked about control, they still don't see, like, all of them exhale carbon dioxide, and they just don't get
That's
it.
That's what plants breathe, and yeah, we have the Club of Rome and CFR and UN documents where they say it's about a tax on human activity, a way to socialize all of our wealth. Absolutely. In fact, I have a story here out of the Mail Online. The floating cities that could one day house climate change refugees, and they had pictures of the devastated seashore and everybody basically, you know, we're going into this huge emergency when carbon dioxide has been 14 times higher than it is now and is a life-giving gas.
Yeah, and just another thing, I'm in Vic 911 Truth, and we just got back from the Swap and Shop, which is like this big garage sale at the Western Speedway, and like at least 50% of the people that walk by like already know 911 was an inside job, but so we don't, I think a lot of Canadians know, but they're like, it's like the brave new world already. They're just like, yeah, government's corrupt, everyone's corrupt.
Absolutely, but let me guess, you guys were there as 911 Truth educating people.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Good job, my friend. Yeah, for those that, for Americans that are hiding under a rock and don't know, there are hundreds of polls. Zogby, Mason Dixon, Angus and Reid, New York Times, there are hundreds. The average poll is around 55%, you can look at all the different ones, believe 9/11 is a total inside job. 84% in Angus and Reid for the Wall Street Journal believe the government's covering up something. So that shows the power of the people. I was really the first guy, the lone guy on the day of 9/11, saying it was an inside job because I had seen the documents and knew they were planning something. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls, more stimulating information, more thought-provoking info. Stay with us.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I've got a caller here, Harley from New Braunfels, Texas. He says, you're wrong about the peso. Now, they just told me about this caller about 60 seconds ago, and I went on Google and went to X-rates, and I ran out of time before I got on air to try to check what it is today because it changes day to day. But I know I was reading the Associated Press about 2 weeks ago, and it showed the peso at 5.3 for the dollar. So I went on air and said 5-1. And while he's talking, I'm going to try to search around, and because it doesn't just let you, it'll show you the peso, but then the dollar's on another page. I've got to put the two in here and compute it. But I'm wondering where he's getting his facts. Look, there's no debate. The dollar has, the euro opened at 84 cents to the dollar in 2000 when the dollar was worth a dollar versus the euro. It had already dropped since 1913 when the Federal Reserve took over, but it was a decade-to-decade thing, a slow slide. But the dollar, at the current value it had, was a dollar to the euro at 84. And then now the euro is $1.47 to each dollar. So the swing is 60-plus percent. It's even bigger against the British pound sterling. So I'm telling you what OPEC's saying, what's all over the foreign news, is the dollar has been devalued. And I have these debates with people I have a lot of people who just tell me that is not true. The dollar has not been devalued, as if just saying it hasn't been devalued magically makes that be the case. You see, I want to enlighten the public about this, but my megaphone, I guess, isn't big enough, so that we can put political pressure on Mr. Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, to reverse the really 80-plus year policy of a weak dollar. Now they can say, well, we had Bretton Woods a half century ago, and we've had other agreements that the dollar would be the world reserve currency. Yes. So it's a strong dollar globally, but overall the dollar has been losing its value. I mean, it's hard to explain this, I guess. It's so simple. Sometimes simple things are hard to explain. You can pull the numbers up, but what, a three-bedroom house in the 60s was like $3,000, $4,000. A new car was a couple thousand dollars. Now how much are things? I mean, there's massive inflation. The Fed says inflation's at about 7% right now. They were saying last year, when every other private group was saying about 12, 13%, they were saying 2.5. The government puts out all these different fake numbers, so you can debate things all day long. The dollar is devaluing. Are you paying more for things? And by the way, it's devalued more overseas, okay, because that always happens. When a currency is devalued, the last place the full devaluation takes place is inside the country. And that's the big secret they want to keep from you until it's too late. Now, why would the government want to do that? They've run up so many tens of trillions in debts. They've bought through other corporations and through all these scams real assets. Now they're going to leave us holding the bag. Let's go ahead and go to Harley in New Braunfels, Texas, who says I'm wrong. Go ahead, Harley.
Yeah, Alex, listen, I'm certainly not going to defend the dollar. Everything you just said was true. But you had a caller last week say that he was down in Mexico and he got 5 pesos to the dollar. And then I just heard you repeat it.
No,
and
that's not where that came from.
I went into shock.
I was saying 5-1 was in the news, 5.3, and then the caller called in and agreed. So I didn't get that from a caller.
Well, you didn't. You might not have gotten it from a caller, but I heard it over the air by a caller last week, and he's full of it. I'm looking right now at xrates.com. The peso is sitting at 10.36. Now, everything you said about the dollar is true, but when you said it's been devalued to the peso 5-1, brother, that's way wrong. And I got friends in Mexico. I used to live in Monterey. I went to shock when I heard that. And I checked it out, and it was not true, and it's not true now. And just for your information, I show the euro sitting at 1.57 today. So it's even worse than what you just said. So the fiat currency.
Okay, stop right there. I keep all the news I get in big, giant stacks. And I'm telling you, about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was Associated Press. Now, it may have been some currency spike. I know all the currency markets are going crazy and up and down. And so certainly now that may be the case. I mean, talking to you and sitting here, it's hard to talk and chew gum at the same time. As they say, I'm on the same site. You're able to sit there and do the calculation. My whole point is that me saying that and the caller calling in and agreeing, you know, whether it's 10-1 or whatever, if you know the history of this, because I was asking family about it last night, hasn't the peso been at certain times when they've had crashes like 100-1?
Well, I've been down to Mexico when you could get 350-1, and then it changed overnight. I mean, that's the Mexican peso's
problem. And wasn't 12.5-1 what it was in the 60s and 70s for a long time? It was at 12.5-1?
When they had the Olympics in the 60s, it was 8-1.
Yeah.
And it spiked up to 300 and something at one point.
Well, just my uncle did a lot of work down there. He was saying it was 12-1 for more than a decade.
But that's Mexico's peso's problem. I mean, none of us are putting our money in pesos, I guarantee you. But
look, we're sitting here debating apples and oranges. I know I saw that. Currently, does it go up and down? Yes. The bottom line is, as you said, it's been, I haven't seen that. The most I found online in a history was 100-1. You're saying 300 and something to one. My whole point is the peso's 10-1, 5-1, whatever it is right now, because it goes up and down each day. My point is, see, I just gave you a conservative number from the last time I checked last week at 147 euro to the dollar, and you're saying you just looked and it's worse. My point is, we can. It's like we ran up to a burning house and there's flames shooting out the window, and we're arguing whether every room's
Alex,
on fire, only 80% of them. Hell, man, I don't know.
Alex, I like I said, I'm with you 90%. When you said 5-1, it scared the heck out of me. I checked it out.
Okay.
I'm not saying it. I can't say it never went there. I don't know.
Look, I'm just saying I read.
Several years.
It's either AP or Bloomberg. I mean, I can't remember every story I covered 2 weeks ago. I remember people freaking out. I remember actually Trey, my producer, he runs in with stacks of interesting stuff because I had Bob Chapman on about the dollar, and I saw that. Now, whether that was a one-day spike. Look, regardless, it used to be 101. Now it's 10-1.
Yeah,
and that's what I had seen a few weeks ago was 10-1. That's why I freaked out when I saw 5-5.3-1.
Okay.
Well, anything else?
I just want to tell you, keep it up. I really appreciate what you're doing. So much so, I'm close enough to try to go to work for you at some point. But what I'm telling you is, when you said that.
Sure, I understand. Look, listen. The problem is, during the next break, I'm going to try to search around and find out what it is today. Okay? It doesn't matter. 10-1, 5-1. The point is, as you said, the peso used to be 100-1. You're saying 300-something-1. I never saw that. I mean, I know Salinas, their president, had to run and leave when he basically looted the economy. That's happening now to us. And I didn't know that. My God, has the euro gone over 150 to the dollar? I mean, you know, that's. I mean, this stuff, it's impossible to keep track of all this. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. I mean, it's kind of like arguing about did you cut off five fingers or one? I mean, And the point is, we're in a lot of trouble here, ladies and gentlemen. It's like if somebody knocks five of your teeth out and you say, oh, he knocked all my teeth out. You know, but you got a lot of teeth knocked out here. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Alex. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
My question, or what I was hoping you could do, is outline the top three reasons, in your opinion, because I don't necessarily understand why Iran is now Al-Qaeda, and we need to invade.
Well, number one, we all know Iran is a Islamic Republic under the Shiite brand. There's two big arms of Islam, and the largest one is the Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia, I believe, and then the subgroup, but the second largest, is the Shiite. And Iran is a Shiite republic and run by the imams. And I'm not defending it. It's very corrupt. By the way, in all the polls, their population completely hates them and has been pro-America until we attack them, then they're going to hate us. Then you've got what's going on with the United States. As Cy Hirsch reported in New Yorker Magazine 5 years ago, as Bush has admitted now, they're running four different Wahhabist al-Qaeda groups out of Saudi Arabia, real al-Qaeda, number three in al-Qaeda is the mainstream news headline. Just Google that. Attacking Iran, blowing up mosques, attacking schools, police stations, and Iran is suing the U.S., and the U.S. admits, that is people running our government, admit, the criminals, demonizing our name, admit, yes, we're running al-Qaeda attacks against Iran, and then they have such disrespect for the general public that they then turn around and tell us on the news that Iran runs al-Qaeda. You want to hold over and ask the other part?
Sure.
All right, I'll put you on hold. I mean, the lies are so incredible that it's even hard for me to get my mind around it. Iran fights al-Qaeda. It's like Mohammad Karzai, the installed puppet in Afghanistan, was over in the U.S. a few months ago, and the President Bush said, Iran's with al-Qaeda, and he said, no, they're not, because he lives there. He knows it's not true. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Department. Details just ahead, plus a look at your forecast.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
It's 5 o'clock.
IRNUS. A fire that's threatening thousands of homes in California's Santa Barbara County is now 28% contained, thanks in part to mild, nearly windless weather. Greg Donato is a fire information officer.
We're supposed to have a drier, considerably warmer conditions down here in the Big Sur area, and that will certainly could push the fire towards those lines and challenge those lines.
And in Japan, the G8 summit begins tomorrow. President Bush and other leaders will address global warming, oil prices, and nuclear development in Iran and North Korea, among other issues. Kara O'Sullivan is with the Global Call to Action Against Poverty.
People have gone online and asked for more money to be spent on education, more money to be spent on health, on HIV/AIDS, on addressing climate change, and also on making sure that they fulfill their commitments on aid.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
As a small business owner, it's important for you to gain every competitive advantage. That's why you need to know about the Small Business Center at Moli.com. Moli.com is one of the fastest growing social networking websites for business. And the Small Business Center will help you and your business grow and prosper like you never imagined. And best of all, it's free. Log on to MoliSmallBusiness.com. That's M-O-L-I SmallBusiness.com. And discover a wealth of tools, tips, and resources that you will find nowhere else. The Moli Small Business Center offers you videos, news feeds, articles, forums, plus direct contact with seasoned entrepreneurs and business experts. You can also set up your own fully functioning online store on Moli for just pennies a day, making your products or services accessible to millions of new customers. Go to MOLISmallBusiness.com and discover how to take your business to the next level. That's MOLISmallBusiness.com.
Iraqi police and medical officials say a car bomb in Baghdad has killed 6 people and injured 14 others. Officials say 3 policemen were among those hurt in the attack in a Shiite area on the north side of the capital. Israel has opened its border crossings with the Gaza Strip after closing them once again because of Palestinian rocket fire. A military spokesman says food, fuel, and cement are being allowed into Gaza and that Palestinians seeking medical treatment are being allowed into Israel. And President Bush is 62 today. As he flew to Japan, White House press advisors quietly gathered in a darkened conference room aboard Air Force One. A steward stuck a single candle in a coconut cake. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush were invited inside, where there was exclamations of surprise. Happy birthday. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
You're finally there. You've taken your idea and turned it into a reality. You're starting a business. When it comes to setting up your limited liability company, S Corporation or C Corporation, make sure you go to people you can trust. Inkfile.com. Inkfile has helped more than 30,000 people just like yourself protect their investment with plans starting at just $49 plus state filing fees. For a limited time, use promo code RADIO and receive a $25 discount only at Inkfile.com.
Tropical Storm Bertha is approaching warmer waters and is likely to strengthen during the next couple of days. The storm now has maximum sustained winds of about 50 miles per hour as it moves west toward an uncertain destination. Richard Pash is with the National Hurricane Center.
For the shipping, you can consider it a warning because it is located out over the ocean, and ships at sea, of course, will try to avoid it.
Roger Federer goes for a record sixth straight title at Wimbledon this morning.
I think this is maybe my favorite part of the season, you know, trying to win Wimbledon and U.S. Open back-to-back, and we got the Olympics stuck in it as well, so it's a huge possibility for both or for many players right now.
Federer takes on Rafael Nadal, the tournament's runner-up the past 2 years. Yesterday, Venus Williams beat her sister Serena for the women's title, then teamed up with her to take the women's doubles title. Venus says she deserves to be mentioned along with the Wimbledon greats.
Winning this tournament so many times definitely puts you in the stratosphere, to be honest, just because of what this tournament means.
And Afghanistan's president has ordered an investigation into allegations that missiles from U.S. helicopters struck civilians in an attack Friday. The Ministry of Defense says the attack killed or wounded 20 militants, but local officials say 15 civilians were killed. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
On the Iran front, this out of the French news agency, Iran warns of Gulf blitzkrieg and a closure of the Straits of Hormuz if attacked. Iran's military chiefs warned Saturday that the Islamic Republic would shut down the Strait of Hormuz, vital for oil exports, and use blitzkrieg tactics or lightning war tactics in the Gulf if it came under attack. And they have medium-range missiles, more than 11,000 of them, that can just destroy the three different fleets, carrier task force groups they have there in the Persian Gulf. But I guess that's the plan if there's an attack, and then the U.S. will see our ships sinking, the people will say, nuke them, and then it's off to the races, it's off to $8 a gallon gas, even if you don't care about attacking a country that's done nothing to us and been overthrown twice by our government. Just absolutely amazing that that is going on. And Ron Paul is in Congress. I interviewed him Thursday, Congressman Ron Paul. He said he hears a lot of members in the halls talking about if we could only nuke Iran. I'm going to get into that. Also, I'm not sure he's calling about this, but it just says on my screen here that he mentioned as a heating and AC guy something about registering with the feds. But I do have a report here out of Computer Magazine. And then it even has links to the state of Texas website with the bill. I couldn't believe this when I read it, even though it was in a reputable source, Computer Magazine. And I read the bill and couldn't believe it. Anyone repairing computers in Texas will have to get a three-year law enforcement degree and violate your Fourth and Fifth Amendment and spy on the entire contents of your computer without being paid. The government's telling computer repair shops that it's also indentured servitude. Violates another area of the Bill of Rights and Constitution where they're not allowed to tell you to do work without paying you and saying you're going to spy on everyone. So I want to go over that report. Going back to Matt in Austin, he had a question about why is the news saying Iran is Al-Qaeda and running Al-Qaeda attacks in Iraq when Iran is run by Shiites? Did I answer your question, Matt?
Actually, I was more wondering what's going to be the ultimate benefit to us? Is it greater control of the region? Is it control of oil production? Is it to make Israel happy? What exactly is the outcome that we expect to get out of this?
Well, it's a cocktail of reasons. They do cost-benefit analysis. Why did they go in against Iraq? Well, before we were even attacked on 9/11, which they falsely blamed on Iraq, and the president and vice president now admit that's a lie, and we have White House and the Downing Street memos where they admitted in memos, in the minutes, that they were lying. Secretary of Treasury O'Neill, the first day he was at the White House, this is in January of 2001, shows up and they have the energy task force, he wrote about this, with maps, and they were saying, how are we going to get it? And Cheney says, you'll see. And it was all about shutting down oil exploration. That then jacks up prices. Remember that Iraq had, quote, been overpumping in 1990, and OPEC was mad because we were paying, I don't know, 89, 95 cents during that period. You can go look it up. And that was making OPEC and the oil companies mad because we weren't getting charged enough. So by shutting down Iraqi flow during that war and then having Saddam sign deals under sanctions where he could only sell a reduced amount, that jacked up prices then. You understand it's artificial scarcity. I mean, let's talk about watermelons. It's watermelon season, driving in from seeing family across Texas. I saw trucks everywhere full of watermelons. Let's say I'm a big watermelon magnate who wants to sell them to all the grocery stores. Well, you see, I don't want more watermelons getting grown. If I could get a law passed where only I could grow watermelons, I would, you know, do that if I was a bad guy so that people pay $50 for a watermelon instead of $2. Okay, so it's artificial scarcity, kind of like diamonds are semi-precious, but the Oppenheimer family and the company De Beers has a world monopoly, and that's public knowledge. PBS did Diamond Empire documentary on it. I actually interviewed the British lady, she's a royal, who made the film about that. And they got very mad about that and visited her at her yacht there in London and beat her half to death and told her never make another film about it. It's just amazing stuff. But the point is, it is artificial scarcity. So that was one reason, to shut the oil off. Then it's hundreds of billions a year in no-bid contracts going into a black hole, $15 million for a blue tarp Halliburton puts up. That's a real case. It's about a domestic police state. When we're in a war, they can tell the people, shut up. When you're in a war, you shut up and don't ask questions, which is the opposite of liberty and freedom and what a true patriot is supposed to do. And yes, Israel has said they want these wars, they want these countries taken down, they want client countries that will give them oil. The U.S. has now built a pipeline out of Iraq into Jordan and then down into Israel. That's going on. So there's a whole cocktail of reasons, but they want to go into Iran really as a political diversion for the plunging dollar because they had people that were, you know, basically more pro-U.S. than Ahmadinejad before. They were moderates, and the U.S. didn't want to work with them. But it's this psychology, and I do it too, of saying we. Why are we doing it? What do we get out of attacking Iran? The American people's interest aren't those interests of, quote, the national security interest, because our government is owned and controlled and dominated and steered by foreign institutions that have other interests.
Absolutely. Great, Alex. Hey, listen, I love your show. I listen all the time. Good luck to you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Okay, I want to go ahead and start going to this caller now and see what he's talking about specifically, and then I'm going to get into this report about how basically every service company in the U.S. on a state-by-state and federal basis is being co-opted into spying on you when they're in your home. So let's go ahead and go to Joe in Austin who wanted to talk about that. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, brother?
Good. I only got a little bit that it was something about that. Is that what you're calling in about?
Oh, yeah, yes, yes. I'm the SC Tech. I just got hit with this last week, so this is kind of new to me. I'm just wondering what your take is on this. Is it we have to register with the state now and do a yearly fee for like $20 to $25. I don't know what the cost is yet. I mean, they haven't told me yet. They think it's like $20 to $25. So is this a money grab? Or is this a double-edged sword where it's going to be?
That's the start of regulation, the start of control. The bigger air conditioning construction companies and others want to come in and start kind of like it is in England and in Europe, where you have to have a whole bunch of licenses to do work so that they can cut out their competition. No, what you're talking about is not the other issue that I'm about to get into.
Okay, well, I appreciate that then.
You bet, my friend. Thank you. Yeah. Now, listen, this is in several different publications. Computer Mag, Extreme Tech, others have reported on this. And there's a story out of GearLog on this as well. But you can link through at Infowars.com. We posted this Friday. Texas PC Repair Shop now requires PI license. And when I read this, I did not believe it. But just Google that. Texas PC Repair now requires private investigator license. Google that, and then this is a great article because when you read it, it's got links to the Texas legislature. In fact, the second paragraph, the word Texas is a hyperlink, and you go right to the legislature's website, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, there's a lot of things that even shock me, folks. And it says, from its Texas Rangers to its enthusiastic take on the death penalty, Lone Star State has long been known for its aggressive stance on law enforcement. Whatever that means. What the illegal aliens are above the law. What are you talking about? Thanks to a strange new law, it's a sting that may soon be felt by a number of Texas computer repair people. A recently passed law requires that Texas computer repair technicians have a private investigator license, according to a story posted by a Dallas-Fort Worth CW affiliate. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into this and take more of your calls and break down what this means. When a carpet cleaner is in your house, when an AC guy is in your house, when a lot of them make more money tattling on people than they make with the job, and it violates the Fourth Amendment, and you should know this is going on. We'll be right back. My new film, Truth Rising, was released Friday. It's now available.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us.
visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be going to Gary, Sam, Heidi, Ed, Charles, many, many others. Already got a caller here, Mike in Houston, saying you're wrong about PC Tech. Look, I went and read the bill, and it's in, what, five different publications that I've seen. I couldn't believe it either. The way this is written, if they interpret it to enforce it, this won't be, if you want to be a tattletale spy, you can be. This will be, you have to basically do it. And everybody's heard the stories. They've had 60 Minutes shows about it, where the people at the airport ticket takers who enter your information, check your driver's license, the famous 60 Minutes piece where this guy would fly down from North Carolina to Houston to buy tens of thousands of dollars of trees to be shipped back each year, and he walked up and paid with cash. This is like a decade ago, and they seized his cash under asset forfeiture seizure. People can't believe this when they hear it until you look it up. And they said, yeah, we're not going to indict you. We're not going to arrest you. We're just taking your money. No judge, no jury. And everybody now has heard about asset forfeiture seizure, where they pull you over and you got $4,000 in your wallet or in your purse, and they just take it, saying, well, it's up to you to prove it wasn't for drugs. And this happened to me, folks. I guess it was about 9 years ago. I had a shotgun, that's where I had children, in a rack, and my radio studio was in my house, not at my office or here in these radio studios. And the guy walks in and he's saying, is that gun legal? And I said, well, of course it's legal. And there happened to be myself on the front page of the Metro and State at a Second Amendment rally. And I said, see, we have rallies about the Second Amendment. It's no big deal. And then he left. And then I had a bad feeling. So I called the carpet cleaning place and they said, no, Mr. Jones, yes, we understand. Yes, he did. There was some discussion of calling the police. We understand that guns are legal. But see, these people watch TV shows. And they're, most of them are set in New York or Chicago, or where they have highly restrictive gun laws. And they see the cops pull somebody over in a drama, or they watch real cop shows based in L.A. and places. And, oh, he's got a gun. He's going to jail. Or we found guns in his house. He's going to jail. And so they then move here to Austin, or they watch TV And the public's pretty dumbed down, and they think a gun in your house is illegal. I mean, here's an example. The Austin PD looks at your occupancy, how many people live in your house, and how much power you're using. And if it looks like you're using too much power, that then is, quote, probable cause, they believe, of course it isn't, to SWAT team your house and see if you are growing marijuana because the lights pull a bunch of power. They also fly around with these helicopters that see, you know, heat resonance, and, oh, it looks like you've got grow lights in your house. So the point here is, well, here's an example. I lived in an apartment complex. This is before I was on the air, about 14 years ago, and my buddy was going to UT. His girlfriend was going to UT. They lived together about two doors down, straight-laced folks, didn't even, you know, smoke pot, and didn't even drink. And I remember that they got a SWAT team visit. Now, they actually knocked on the door, they opened it and came in, and because they had had some repair guy there, and he had seen, she was taking botany at UT, the grow light, little grow light and some orchids. And then they saw that it wasn't drugs and left. The point is, people need to know that repair people in your home are spying on you. You need to know that. I was visiting family, and they had a May issue of National Geographic in it. And it had a picture, it was a whole issue on China. And it was a fascinating issue. I read the whole thing, I think Friday night. And in it, it had a photo of what looked like about an eight-year-old boy who was swimming in a river. And he came out and he was naked. Now, if you take a photo of your two-year-old in a bathtub, and you take it to one of the major stores to get it developed, a drugstore, one of the big superstores, you're probably going to have the police come and arrest you or SWAT team you. But see, National Geographic can put that in there. So see, you're saying, I have nothing to hide having my computer being looked through. Oh, yeah, there's a baby picture with your baby's hind end in it. And see, the government and the system wants to enforce on the public. Here's another example. A woman in Chicago pulls up. She's got her 14- and 10-year-old daughters in the car. It's 9 feet away, the Salvation Army can, the donation can. She puts $8.75 in it, is out of the car 30 seconds, locks the car, has the keys. It's running. It's freezing cold. Throws the money in. The police arrest her on the spot, take her to jail, take her kids. That was in the news. Or there's a guy in Detroit, no criminal record, top archaeologist. I think his son was 8 years old. They order lemonade. They bring them hard lemonade. Looks like lemonade. Hard lemonade, his son takes one drink, arrested, CPS takes his kid because they brought the wrong lemonade, he didn't look. So my point is, the government's growing, the police state system's growing. It is looking for people to grab. You say nothing to hide, let the repairman spy on me. You have privacy. See, the privacy's on your side to protect against tyranny. And so you read a bill like this, Texas PC Repair now requires PI license. From its Texas Rangers to its enthusiastic take on the death penalty, the Lone Star State has long been known for its aggressive stance on law enforcement. Thanks to a strange new law, it is a sting that may soon be felt by a number of state computer repair people. A recently passed law requires Texas computer repair technicians, and I read the law, that's what it says, have a private investigator's license, according to a story posted by the Dallas-Fort Worth CW affiliate. And it goes on, in order to obtain a license, technicians must receive a criminal justice degree or participate in a three-year apprenticeship. Those shops that refuse to participate will be forced to be shut down. Violators of the law can be hit with a $4,000 fine and up to a year in jail penalties that apply to customers who seek out their services. Some of the area's larger companies already employ technicians with PI licenses, a fact which generally doesn't apply to small computer repair shops. Now, all I know is I have the Austin newscast, and it's in my film Road to Tyranny, ads they run on TV where the kids get $200 credit cards, and they have them report on their parents and ask them what's in the medicine cabinet. I mean, so the extent of this is growing and getting worse, and they've recruited 500,000 truck drivers to spy on everybody in anti-terror training, but then it's anti-terror and crime. They've hired 26,000 preachers to spy on people and give sermons that say submit to the government. They've got the InfraGuard, 23,000 executives spying on people and been given shoot-to-kill orders if they're ordered to be deputized secret police. All of this is going on. Now, will this be enforced? Can we debate the interpretation of this law? Yes, but that is how it reads. Mike in Houston says that I'm wrong, and we'll find out why I'm wrong. I certainly hope I am. Mike, how are we wrong here reporting on this?
Oh, hey, how's it going, Alex? You know, I read all the articles and stuff, and I got very concerned because I'm a PC tech here in Houston, Texas, okay? So I sent this over to my attorney. I sent the actual House bill over to my attorney, and he read through it, and he said there's only two sections that pertain to people that deal with computers as far as the PI license holders law. And one of those, you know, is for data security specialists that are, you know, working on, you know, large enterprise networks. The other one has to do with if you're actually collecting information for a civil or criminal trial.
All right, stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Hold on. I want to specifically hear about this when we get back. We'll be right back with his call, and then I'm going to really try to hurry through your calls. Mike, Gary, Sam, Ed, Charles, many, many others. We're going to go really fast with your calls. Stay with us.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Headline, Ron Paul, I hear members of Congress saying, if we could only nuke Iran, said that Thursday on my weekday show. Cover more of that before the end of this broadcast. Also, they want to register knives in England. Okay, let's go back to Mike in Houston. He's saying it's a limited groups of computer repair people. And yes, I see that language. And that's how they're interpreting it. But if you read the full language, this is basically them now recruiting large numbers of computer snoops and trying to force large cadres of PC repair people, computer repair people, into this. But you're saying you disagree. But I don't know, five different publications that are computer publications disagree with you. I read the bill, and I could certainly see the angle you're at, but I know how government operates. Go ahead and finish up, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Alex. Hey again. Yeah, I sent it over to my attorney, man, had him look it up and down, you know, because it really concerns me. It affects my business, you know, very heavily. So I had him look at it, and he's like, no, there's nothing in there to compel me for what I do as far as repairing, you know, hardware and software to do anything like that. You know, he said basically if I get put into a role of security, you know, as far as, you know, for non-public data, that I would then have to be licensed. Or if I was to actually start doing, like, you know, review and analysis of, you know, computer information for criminal or civil court cases. But other than that, you know, it's not necessary.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, do you own your own company or do you work for a company?
Both. I do both. So I do on the side, I run my own company, and I work for a business.
Well, I mean, how does it work? Because you see in the news all the time people take their computers in for repair and they get in trouble for gambling or they get in trouble for a picture of their two-year-old walking around with their diapers half down. I mean, how does that work?
Well, you know, part of that law, part of the law that we're actually discussing protects individuals a little bit more when they're bringing their computer to the repair shop, because that repair technician, if they go and snoop on your computer, they're actually engaging in illegal review and analysis of data. So they would actually be charged with a criminal offense for not having a PI license when they're reviewing and analyzing data. And the Fourth Amendment should actually protect those people to bring their computer in, because they're not asking to relieve any privacy unless they start giving up passwords and
but,
that kind of thing.
But you see the cases. You see the cases where they're going through everybody's computers. I mean, that's all over the place.
You know, they put out so much.
You know,
stuff
but
anyway.
I mean exactly. But I mean, you know that law enforcement, no longer peace officer, but law enforcement agencies recruit all sorts of service people to spy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they do. You know, I've never been approached for it, but I'm sure that they do, you know, especially at higher levels, you know, when you have big companies, you know, I'm sure that they do.
All right. Hey, good to hear from you. I'm going to get some expert guest on about that, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, because I find it bizarre that, what, five different publications would say one thing. I read it, and it looks like they could interpret it for that, but we're certainly going to find out. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in New York. You're on the air. Ed, welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for calling.
First of all, I just want to thank you for all your work. I want to thank you for personally breaking me away from this huge matrix that we exist in. Truth Rising, I saw it yesterday. Incredible film. Everyone needs to see this film. I actually brought a couple of tears in my eyes. You touched on this global warming scam earlier with a previous caller. Al Gore, what, as far as you know, you know, with your research, what does he stand to gain? Why was he pushed to the forefront as this, you know, this so-called high priest of this you know, Gaia worship?
Well, number one, Al Gore owns a large oil company. has the controlling stock in it, given to him by his father, Albert Gore Sr., the former senator. Al Gore has also bought in to the Carbon Credits Global Exchange. It's a private group. You will buy your carbon credits for being a human, for breathing. They are saying the gas you exhale, that plants breathe, is a toxic waste. And as the Club of Rome documents written by Richard N. Haass, head of the CFR state, that is then a way to regulate and control your life. Also, it takes over the larger environmental movement that means well. I mean, I don't like the fact that lawn fertilizer, they are allowed under law they passed 10 years ago. I didn't know about this. My dad told me about it this weekend. I looked it up, to dump toxic waste basically into the fertilizer. I mean, just hundreds of horrible things. And then that's put on your lawn. Your pets absorb it. You absorb it. It runs off into aquifers. I mean, there's thousands of serious environmental things that are happening. Or coal-fired plants burning dirty coal filled with mercury that we then breathe. That hurts us. But see, you're not going to hear about any of the real environmental things that are going on, or cross-species genetic engineering that causes major problems. Mm-hmm. It's all, no, let's have a global tax, and we'll buy credits from the private central banks, which now just doesn't let them control the fiat currency, which they can then debase and control us with like they're doing now. Now they trade in what humans breathe, what all animals breathe, and then they falsely list one of the four life-giving elements of the planet. And by elements, I mean ingredients: sunlight, solar radiation, okay, water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. Those are the four ingredients. And I mean, have you seen the TV programs where they walk up to citizens and give them the scientific name of water?
Yeah.
And then say, should we ban this? And all of them, almost all, say, and I've done this myself, yes, ban it. Because you're giving them the scientific name for water.
Right. One last question, just switching gears. Living in New York, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and this concerns me greatly. New York trying to pass, trying to make it law, to make vaccines mandatory. Do you happen to have an update on that?
Well, let's be clear. Now, see, listeners everywhere, new listeners, whether they're listening in Austin or Kansas City right now, or places like KCAA and San Diego, they're saying, well, I thought vaccines are the law. I hear it on the news every year before school starts. No, there is no law anywhere in the U.S. that anyone has to take inoculations. Okay? But then if you don't have them, they'll kick you out of school and then arrest you for truancy. But that's a fraud, because the school, by law, can't kick you out for that. So they're fraudulently kicking you out of school and then triggering criminal penalties to go after you. So you're right. New Jersey and New York are trying to pass laws to make over 50-plus vaccines the law. And,
wow.
And they're just completely criminal. I mean, the government can't make you put that in your body. Then the cattle public says, oh, but you'll make my child sick if you're not inoculated. Hey, if you think that those inoculations are protecting you, then your child's already had it. So that's a cop-out to claim that other people's kids have to have it. Again, it's a basic fraud, but the public doesn't have any knowledge of science anymore. So it's very serious.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I just want to thank you again, and keep up the good fight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And folks, don't believe me. There's no law yet to take vaccines. Check into it for yourself. Let's go ahead and take some more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in New Orleans. You're on the air, Gary.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I'm a Prison Planet subscriber, and me and my girlfriend, a couple of girlfriends of hers, were watching it last night. And towards the end, they had sort of like tears in their eyes. And then you grabbed your bullhorn, and they all jumped up like you scored a touchdown and started screaming. So I started playing guitar to be cool, so I might have to give me a bullhorn to be cool these days. But anyway.
Well, that's a lot cooler than wearing a bunch of bling, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to I had a couple of questions about Blackwater coming into our city and also the price of the gas in Mexico. But something else I really wanted to talk to you about is I was in Dealey Plaza about 6 months ago when Nellie Connolly had passed away, and I was standing on the triple overpass, and I was taking a picture of the Texas state flag at half-mast, and it was kind of dark, and when I developed, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's totally a pyramid overlooking Dealey Plaza.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing's Masonic.
So
you
knew about that?
Yes.
Well, it's hard to bring up something that you might know about. So.
Send me anyway. The photo. We'll post it. Anything else?
Well, I wanted to find out, could you explain or elaborate? In other words, no one knows that it was Blackwater that came into our city during, Katrina.
Did you witness that?
I didn't, but many of my people did. I was in the heart of the
area. I'll tell you
what,
stay there. I want to hear more about it. Put you on hold. We'll come right back and talk about that. It's already the final segment. Hard to believe. We must ban this evil chemical dioxide.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's move fast here. Final segment. I want to hit some of this Iran news before we end it. Gary in New Orleans was telling the story about Blackwater. Yeah, they sent the FBI in, this video of this. It was on the news. ABC News announced, yes, they're confiscating all the guns, even in the unflooded areas. They went into multi-million-dollar homes and took their guns, and they never got them back. And Blackwater was there with the FBI leading police in for the gun confiscation. They would stack the aid up, too. And I've had family that was there outside of the Superdome and wouldn't let it in. And then FEMA just basically sat there. And then they said, oh, look, we screwed up. Now we need even more funding and power. And that was by design. So pretty amazing. But, yes, Blackwater Worldwide, they're now not a U.S. company. They left the U.S., but still they're red, white, and blue. We need mercenaries. That's what's good. That's what made America great. Oh, yeah, I love it. Let's go ahead and go back to Gary. Anything else you wanted to add on that, Gary?
Yeah, it seems like our city was surrounded by do-gooders, churches. Walmart seemed like they could have handled the whole thing on their own.
They were blocked. The government had to show us that they need more power by screwing it up by design.
FEMA cut the communication lines. Our Sheriff Harry Lee had to post guards there, said shoot anybody that comes in and cuts them again. But I'm telling you today, I look out my window, I'm in Lakeview, there's military police going by all the time.
Of course, it is a model city, a training city, to train the military and police to work together and to get rid of Posse Comitatus. We have all the documents. It's in my Police State Films on DVD, available at InfoWars.com. Listen, for those that don't know, Truth Rising's out. You can watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or go to InfoWars.com and get the film on DVD, the highest quality. But this is a cinema verite, which in French means the cinema of truth. There is no voiceover, no nothing. People are saying this is my best film. What do you think?
No doubt about it. I mean, the girls who were sitting on the sofa were just riveted. They just couldn't believe what was going on. They didn't know anything about the people being sick. And like I said, when you grabbed the bullhorn, they jumped up and, yeah, almost like, you know, the Super Bowl touchdown.
Man. Awesome. Well, see, those instincts to get excited are misappropriated and I'm not saying sports are bad. I'm saying people get so warlike over sports. Excitement is meant about standing up against tyranny. That's what all those primitive feelings are all about. But, yes, Truth Rising is out, and it covers the first responders, how they covered up the dust, covers how the attacks were staged, bombs in the buildings, police and firemen, emergency workers admitting it on tape, that they knew the feds did it, the activism, then bad police walking up and saying, you can't protest in New York, we're going to claim you have bombs, we know you don't, we're going to set you up on video. I mean, this is an incredible film. Okay, I'm going to move really fast now here. Let me see. Charles in North Carolina. You're on the air, Charles.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, Truth Rising is definitely the best film yet, maybe the best film ever done about the 9/11 movement. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, it's about 9/11 truth. It's about the first responders, and the government knew the dust was going to kill them. Thousands have died. 50-plus thousand are dying. And it, you know, that's about a third of it. Another third is the activism, taking over media events, the people standing up and fighting. And the other third is proof of how the globalists carried out the attacks.
Hey, can I say, the last caller, he might have been lying, man, because it wasn't just the girls crying, man. I had a little tear in my eye myself, man. It was rough to see.
Well, listen, you're awesome. I got to move fast. Thank you, sir. No, and it's meant to be upsetting because it's the truth. And that's the great part about it. It's such high quality on PrisonPlanet.tv. We ran it into our big screen television we have for editing. You know, it's like a 40-something-inch plasma screen, so we can really check the quality of the films when we shoot in high def. You can run the computer feed of the highest quality, and it looks pretty good. I mean, even on a big screen TV blown up, it doesn't look like, you know, as good as, you know, regular high def TV, but it looks good. Now, the DVD, it looks awesome, folks. These are shot on high-quality cameras. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam in Germany. I would have gone to him earlier. I forgot we had somebody holding from Germany, probably on his dime. Sam, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, sir? I was calling. I wanted to kind of gather or know what you'd gathered from maybe Bob Chapman or Ray McGovern on how the effect of a collapse of the dollar and a collapse of the U.S. economy, how that's going to affect some of the economic strongholds here in, you know, Western Europe, for say Germany, for example.
A global dollar meltdown is already causing. See, people say, well, is it speculation driving up oil and gold and every other commodity, corn, wheat, cocoa, or is it speculation of the dollar? The dollar imploding is the world reserve currency, so everyone's dumping dollars into commodities because they're not sure which other currency is going to end up being the new dominant currency. So that then exacerbates it and makes it even worse. And so it looks like what you're seeing now. The collapse of the dollar looks like what you're seeing now, just two or three times worse.
Right, right.
And okay. I mean, it's already hurting European manufacturing. It's already hurting tourism because people in the U.S. can't, you know, it's twice as much or more. I mean, Europe's already reeling. The globe is going into a deep recession. And if it continues for more than three quarters unabated, that is called a depression.
Oh, man, that's not going to be good. Gosh, okay, well, thanks, Alex. I just wanted to say real quick to give a shout out from InfoKrieg.tv here, and, you know, truth's also rising here in Europe, and there's a lot of Germans. I really appreciate what you're doing, man. So thanks, and keep it up, Patriot.
You bet. Yeah, there's it's not my website, but it's a good website, InfoKrieg. I believe it's .com. It means Infowar.com in Deutsch. Appreciate that. Yeah, no, there's... I've seen tens of thousands of views of my films just on German YouTube. Let's go ahead and talk to Lindsay in Idaho. You're on the air, Lindsay. Oh, I went to the wrong line. No, that's right. Lindsay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, just wanted to say, number one, your new movie is exceptional.
Do me a favor. Turn that radio off.
Got it.
Only because I want to give you full coverage here. Go ahead.
It's off. Okay. Anyway, Truth Rising, exceptional movie. Secondly, you had one article about a thing that happened about an hour from where I live, the Rainbow Festival.
Yes, you've got thousands of peaceful people being SWAT teamed, and I heard they were attacked again this year.
It fascinates me that for 30-some-odd years, these people have been meeting together, not causing any trouble, and now why all of a sudden are they a problem?
Well, the public has to be shown who's boss and that we're slaves. And we've got to be bossed around and taught how to cow down, and that the red, white, and blue means licking boots of a black uniformed officer.
And these people are basically really good people. They have some good ideals, some good ideas.
No, they've never had problems at the Rainbow Gatherings.
Never.
And I'm told they're pretty neat. And,
I was invited to one. I lived in Wyoming for several years.
Well, how dare citizens go out in the middle of national lands and get together? I mean, how dare you? You don't do that. That's not freedom. Freedom is about being taxed and regulated and bossed around, and it's about being a slave.
I thought it was very sad, but it was a great article to have to try and make people aware of the fact that no matter how simple you are, it's just not good enough.
Yeah, the article is out of the Jackson Hole Star Tribune.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the headline, Police Attack Rainbow Family Gathering in Wyoming, and even the local paper admits they just attacked them, pointed weapons. I've seen online videos last year where they run up, put guns to kids, and fired rubber bullets and pepper spray balls at Rainbow family members. This is from the local paper. This is
making arrests
Thursday evening, according to witnesses. They were so violent, like dogs, said Robert Parker, told a reporter Deborah Stevens of the libertarian-oriented Round Rock, Texas-based We the People Radio Network, and it goes on after the incident. People yelled at them, "You're shooting children," Parker said during an interview of the Rule of Law show. I actually heard that radio show. It was one of my friends called me, and I listened over the phone. About 7,000 people have arrived at the gathering near Big Sandy in Wind River Mountains.
Yes, the Wind River Reservation, correct.
Yeah, and it says the camp on Forest Service land around the county every year, but the Rainbow families' non-hierarchical methods, no one can speak for the Rainbows, much less sign a land permit, often have stymied their relationships. But rarely do tensions escalate into violence. And it says the Forest Service Incident Command Team in Rock Springs issued a press release Friday morning saying officers were trailing the main meadow gathering. So I appreciate your call. I got to get, you know, I don't know if I get these final callers in. We'll try. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Ohio. Quickly, Mike.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, I got about 30 seconds for you.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to tell you, it's an absolutely fabulous film. Watching old Ziggy up there really turned my stomach. Remember him, right? Ziggy Brzezinski?
Yes.
All right. And I also, the reason I wanted to call, other than congratulate you on the film, was to ask if you had seen Lindsey Williams' talk.
The energy non-crisis. Yes, there's more oil in one area of Alaska than all of Saudi Arabia. The liberals aren't stopping it from flowing. They're little well-meaning idiots. The big oil companies, we have their documents. It's been in the mainstream news. Don't want that oil flowing. There's too much oil. They want to keep prices up. God bless you all. We'll see you next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Take care. And, oh, and Truth Rising's out. Check it out at InfoWars.com. Right now on PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.